what you think it means. Hey, RJ.
Hey, Justin.
What a press conference yesterday. We got one chipper, happy-go-lucky coach, and one who looks like he's trying to stare a hole through a brick wall in Scott Maxwell. He's just a scary dude. As I've said before, I don't think he's ever killed anyone, but I do think he's buried some bodies somewhere.
Or he's thought about it, one of the two. And we put the over-under at three blinks during the during the press conference, and I counted two, and I think Phil got... Phil said he got 1.5 in. So either way, it was great. And the Battle of the Ravine is this Saturday, 2 o'clock at AU Williams Stadium in Arkadelphia, Wichita versus Henderson. And I'm telling you, everybody's told me the same thing 3 years ago. If you haven't been, you need to at least try it out. Just go one time because it's a unique experience. I went the very first time I went, I'm thinking, it's just a football game. It is what it is. I went. And it's totally cool. Just because of the small-town atmosphere, everybody gets into it. And it's not at the U of A level. It's not at the high school level. It's that mixture in between, and it's a lot of fun.
Here's the more important thing.
Yes.
We've got Turkey Bowl tonight.
Yes, and we are going to – who are we playing, the KATV team?
We are playing a team led by Chris Kane. This is the Junior Achievement Turkey Bowl. I am assuming if you show up with a team at 6 o'clock, you'll be able to get in. It's all for a great charity in Junior Achievement, and they go, of course, into schools and help kids with life skills and some basic business principles. It's a great, great organization. Certainly appreciate Chad and the folks at Junior Achievement let us be a part of it. But really, it's just an outlet for us to try to make Chris Kane feel like less of a man, which he needs to be knocked down a notch or two right now. He's pretty cocky.
I want to make him cry.
Cocky.
Here's the thing. Mr. Daybreak over here gets on TV and thinks he's a little hotshot. He doesn't want to go hang out with his friends anymore. No, he's got a wife now. He's a big shot on TV.
He's got a dog. That's what's
screwing. Oh, he's got a dog. You know what? Last time I actually hung out with my friend here was, what, before the wedding?
97.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. So
fun times.
I want to make him
fun
cry.
Fun times.
You and me.
Yeah.
Tuck, who is one of our great listeners,
yes,
is going to join us.
He's a great bowler.
We actually have a friend from out of town who's going to join us. I have no idea if he's ever bowled before.
I hope so.
And then my wife.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And then so it's going to be you.
My wife.
Your wife. A viewer listener.
Yes.
And his girlfriend.
His fiance. And by the way, Derek, he's big enough to where he might just throw the ball down there bocce ball style and just knock all the pins down.
And then Sugar Cane's Diddy's coming out tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get the old papa out tonight.
Have you talked to him?
Not yet. He's probably listening right now and is finding out.
You've been paged. You've been served, son. You better be out tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to raising money for kids.
Yep.
And I'm looking a lot. That's like the main thing to beating you, Chris Kane.
What is the one sport you would love to do that you've never done? Sully and I were talking about doing a UCA volleyball game since they've had such a great run lately. Doing play-by-play of that. Play-by-play of bowling is something I grew up in. There was a guy named Jim Zobel who used to be the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
In fact, he used to call Coach Bielema's games, I guarantee you.
He used
to do this bowling show on Saturday mornings. It was called Let's Go Bowling with Jim Zobel. So I grew up watching that.
Naturally.
I would love to do lacrosse.
I think
lacrosse would be fun to do play-by-play for.
You know, hockey would be so fast. I think that'd be one of the tougher ones to do because the line changes and everything that happened. But it'd be fun. It'd just be so fast.
Yeah. Well, we all know that when you're in a game that is not very competitive, you have to find ways to fill. Nobody does it better than Vern Lundquist. He filled time in a very bad football game between Alabama, which was killing LSU last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He also took a shot at a peer of his in the broadcasting industry, and he took a shot at an opposing network in one fell swoop. That fat little old man is quite crafty. I have to give him credit.
Among those who have remained despite the rain, clapping your hands, A.J. McCarron's mom, D.D. Bonner, and just to the left, his girlfriend, Catherine Webb. And they watch now as A.J. McCarron may or may not make another appearance on the field.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
You darn right. I don't work for that four-letter network. Discretion. 4th and 28.
Shots fired.
That four-letter network.
Down goes Musburger. Down goes ESPN. Somebody get Vern. He's killing everybody.
Oh, he just ate another burger.
Unbelievable.
He just went Happy Gilmore on ESPN, verbally.
That was cold, dude, to take a shot at poor Musburger. I mean, it's fine to take a shot at ESPN if you're a CBS guy. That's cool. I understand that. But come on, man.
But not Musburger. I like that guy.
I do, too. He's a lovable creature who looks bizarre in a sport coat.
And I think Vern Lundquist is that guy that sits in the corner and goes,
when girls come by. The chortle.
Wally saw her, too.